Why did you groin?
Did you hear
what
I said?
Wait, what was
he said? He said, what's wrong?
I said, what's wrong?
Sorry, bro. Last thing I heard was, should I keep my thing down, bro?
What was the last thing you said?
Hey, let me walk you through my flipping. When I landed, yeah, landed at like 4.
In the afternoon? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On Wednesday, 4. Drove home, like 6. Cinema was at 8:45, so I left home at 8. Got home from cinema at like 1:30, 2. Slept till 6. Right, cool. From 6 a.m, I hadn't slept throughout the whole day. Like, washing up. For like 6 hours, I was like, okay, cool. Get tired, because Japan's 9 hours ahead, isn't it?
Yeah.
So 6 a.m. is normally afternoon, then I thought I should be calm. But 1 p.m, just crashed out.
The next day?
Yesterday. Oh. 1 p.m, crashed out.
Yeah.
From 1 to like 6, straight. So then I was awake for, yeah, since 6 p.m. yesterday. Yeah, I didn't sleep through last night. Woke up for like, when I woke up, I just got up from bed at like 6 to go start work.
Mm.
So I was like, why not just start early? Got to like 2 o'clock. I just started
dozing off.
Bath, yeah.
Do you sleep? Have you slept then?
Yeah.
Oh, you slept already?
Yeah.
You should have taken a coffee.
I don't like coffee.
No, you should have taken something.
And obviously, you're saying coffee like stains the yeti.
Oh yeah, it does. But like,
that's why I was like,
if you drink coffee for a straw, you can negate that.
But I just don't have a straw at work, so that's why I'm just like, I'm not gonna lie, I don't actually take care of my teeth like that anymore.
Why?
I just don't. Not that I don't see the point. Not that I don't see the point, but it's like, what do you do? You just got them, so what do you do?
Brush twice a day, floss. Don't eat the stuff or drink the stuff. It's just gonna stain it.
Yeah, I'll ask you again in 6 months.
To be honest, nah, I eat the food that he said was going to stay in it. Anyway.
Of course you do. You're Nigerian.
Like, I've had jollof twice today, bro.
you can't fool me. I know you're going to eat it. I know you're going to eat that. We're Nigerian, bro. But
he's
like,
oh, don't eat stew. Don't eat JRS. I'm like, what?
To be fair, he was just like, just try not to, innit? Like, I know he said, to be fair, he told me that I can eat it, but like, you know what it's going to do in it, so like, try to mind like how much you're eating, etc.
One time if you brush twice a day, like, you get rid of the stain anyways.
I don't even brush twice a day.
Fair enough.
Is that mad?
No.
I don't think that's mad.
It's not mad because bear man don't. I'm not going to lie.
Don't try to pretend as well.
I agree.
If you're a listener or... No, you're not. If you're a listener or watcher right now, don't try to pretend like you do either, please. Mm. But yeah, like, I've never brushed twice a day.
Never?
Yeah, purely because whenever I went dentist, they always told me my teeth are fine. So like, my teeth are like, as in no plaque, nothing.
Wait, so even after you got it done, you didn't brush twice a day?
What? My bonding?
Yeah.
No.
Why?
I don't even floss, bro.
Oh, so I like, floss every day still?
Nah, like, the only way I can floss is if I have the rope.
Yeah.
And I don't, like, my family don't buy the rope one. They buy the toothpick.
Is that the right one?
Toothpick?
Yeah, because when I finished, the girl showed me the exact one to get.
Which one did you get? Mine's just the floss I use is just the normal one. Like, before, I bought, like, the rope one.
Yeah.
I was using that. Not rope, one,
like, you, like, cut it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one she said.
Is that what you use? I just use the one that is, like... When I say toothpick, I'm not talking about the one... I'm talking about the brown one. No, yeah, she didn't... I didn't get shown that.
You're talking about the one that's got, like, a little thread.
Yeah.
Like, a little tooth, like... It's got like a handle, innit?
That's the one I try to use. Oh. But that's not the one my family buy.
Oh.
I'm talking about the wooden one, bro. The wooden toothpick from African Party.
Hmm?
Yeah, that's the only ones that I have at home.
Wooden toothpick?
You know, yeah, the toothpick I'm talking about.
Really?
Yeah, man.
You can't get all the way up, like, in the tooth with the toothpick.
Yeah, you can.
No, I mean, no, you can can't. Use it, bro. Like,
you can use it.
Like, you can get, like, the meat out from, like, the bottoms and that, but at, like, in the actual tooth.
Bro, it does the job.
Really?
I don't think I've ever I've never used the other version, the normal.
Swear?
Yeah, I've never used a straight toothpicks, bro.
Bro.
Are you judging?
Maybe I'm too westernized.
Yeah, what the hell? I'm thinking, yo, we're Nigerian, bro. Nah, man uses that, bro. Bro, there's even a period where I'm like, I'm not even trying to use toothbrush no more. I'm trying to use the wooden thing that you chew on, you chew it, and then you use it to scrub a tooth. They use it mainly like back home.
I've never seen that.
What? They chew on something?
No, like, I saw it in Nollywood when I was young. And then from that point, I'm like, yeah, I want to use that. Like, bro, their teeth, it makes, yeah? Does this thing. So I was trying to use that at one point. Then obviously I just never stuck to it.
That purple or pink toothpaste that they got from Naj.
If euthanol, something like that.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, when I was younger, I don't really use it like that no more. Nah, nobody buys it. I don't buy it. I just buy a normal Airwave or whatever it's called. But yeah, I think you should just, like, tomorrow or something, just don't conk throughout the whole day.
Yeah, that's what mum was saying.
Yeah, just don't conk, bro. Just buy a coffee. Like, drink an energy drink or something. Just don't conk. You can conk from, like, after 10.
Yeah, it's true still.
Yeah, still. Don't conk.
I just tried to just firm it. Trying to stay awake without any... I don't know why I tried to stay awake with, like, no energizer.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Look, I have no issue with falling asleep. So even if I'm, like, if I've traveled and I'm, like, 9 hours ahead, yeah. I'll get back to habit, like, within, like, one day. I'm not gonna lie.
That was like my sister and my mum. They just slept like babies, man.
Yeah, I'll sleep like a baby.
I don't get it. Can you not sleep on flights?
Yeah, uncomfortably.
I can sleep anywhere.
What?
Bro, like, if I'm tired, I swear down, if you leave me like this, 10 minutes, I'm gone, bro. All I need to do is close my eyes. I swear down. I just go like that.
My sleep is just broken up on flights. Like, every hour I wake up.
Yeah, for sure.
I can't sleep, like, 3 hours straight. I can't do it for some reason. It's weird.
I mean, it depends. It depends.
The planes, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm in and out, but, like, I'll get a good hour, then I'm up for a bit, then. But it's never a good sleep, but I'll definitely conk out. And even if it's an hour flight, I'll quickly doze off. 30, 40 minutes.
Can't lie, that flight was too long though, man.
How long is the flight?
11. Well, London to China, 11 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Stop over in China, and then 3 hours from China to Japan. So
11-hour flight is crazy.
In economy, bro. No leg room. Oy.
Oh yeah, that would be crazy, man. I'm not gonna lie. That would be crazy because even me, I feel it with my legs, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Like, luckily, I was on the aisle seat on the way there, so, like, I could stretch a leg, like, from time to time. But people are walking up and down, so you've got to keep...
No, it's not Gareth It's not Gareth.
I saw, you know, Baron Cole.
Yeah.
No, I didn't see him.
Oh.
I saw his comment on Taser's post, because Taser post is saying about trying to book business, innit?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, any flight over 8 hours, just book business.
Mm.
That makes sense. I can't lie. Like, when you've got the bread, I think any long haul flight...
What's the difference between business and first class?
I don't even know, you know. I actually don't even know.
Which one's the one with bed?
That can be business, I'm pretty sure.
A lie?
And it can be first class as well. It depends on the airline, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been in that.
But I know business is just hella comfort, fam. Bare leg room, everything. But, yeah.
Anyways, how was Tokyo? In fact, let me do intro.
Yeah.
Welcome to What We Saying Pod. It's your boy, Hustle Hustler. You're joined my co-host, T9 in the building.
What are you saying?
You're also joined my other co-host, the man behind the scenes, the man behind the camera. He has no face, but his name is Benzo 8th.
Yo.
Yeah. What are you saying?
Make sure you like, comment, subscribe. Make sure you interact with the polls. Make sure you leave us. Let us know what you think about the episode. All that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
But yeah, what was Tokyo saying?
Dude, man.
How long were you there again?
7 days.
Blood clot.
Believe it or not, first 2 nights, there was earthquakes, bro. And, like, the first night I was awake, innit? I'm on the top floor of the hotel, by the way.
Ooh.
So, like, I wake up. Nah, I was snazzy. Awake. I was on...
snazzy.
I was on TikTok scrolling, and I just feel my bed shaking.
You're lying.
I'm like, am I having a seizure? Genuinely, I'm like, why am I shaking right now?
Yeah.
Put my phone out, I sit up and the bed's just shaking, room shaking, TV shaking. I'm like, let's sit up. I just thought,
in a good life,
isn't it? Hey, gee, like, I'm just like, you know what? Like, you live there's worse life. Ways to go out.
Yeah, it? Like, it's not that bad. You know?
Nah, then the second night I was asleep and it woke me up. That's when I was rattled, innit? So then
Are they known for earthquakes?
Yeah, they are, G, because the next day, like, it was like a normal day. No one spoke about it, not even on the news, fam.
Yeah, so, I just don't think they don't get strong ones. They'll get like tremors and that.
We've never had an earthquake.
I don't think so. Probably in the history of the country, maybe of course, we have. Yeah, but I don't think
I've never experienced an earthquake. I've never experienced a hurricane.
Don't want to.
Never experienced a flood. Like, we're fortunate still.
Yeah, none of those natural disasters, fam.
There was that time last year where it was mad windy. Do you remember? Like during summer, and like the wind was blowing down trees and stuff.
Yeah, some people's cars got crashed.
Bins were in the sky and stuff like that. Yeah.
I never saw a bin in the sky.
There were bins in the sky, bro. I'm telling you.
Oh my days!
I didn't see none of that. But yeah,
bruv, this is the toothpick I'm talking about.
Yeah, that can't get right up in the tooth.
That is so mad that I just saw that there. But yeah, this is what we're talking about,
that's
bro.
That's crazy. That's been in someone's mouth.
I had a tip and a bottom, bro. I'm touching the middle.
First.
Do you, bro, Steve? But yeah, like I can't get like in the middle. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I've never had an issue.
Yeah, I've never had an issue on that.
Just using toothpicks.
But and like, ever since I got my teeth done, I don't use it anymore. Fair purely because I feel like it could damage it. So
yeah.
But yeah, I tried to use the rope, but I don't have it.
Well, yeah, the food was amazing, chow mein, noodles, rice, chopstick. Oh yeah, I learned to use chopsticks mad fast. I was like, it's the culture there. No one uses forks, do you
know? Yeah.
Whether it's rice, whether it's noodles, whether it's dumplings or whatever, sushi, everyone uses chopsticks. So I was like, you know what, let me just immerse myself into the culture and just used it. And it was calm. And they're all friendly, G. Most of them are friendly. Obviously, you get the odd one that looks at you like, I ain't never seen a black person before, which is fair enough. I suspected that, like, 14 hours away. Most of them are mad friendly still, can't I?
Was like, there black people there?
Nah. Well, for the marathon, yes.
Yeah.
But like, in terms of people that live there, locals, none. Like, it was just straight Japanese people in it. Well, to my knowledge anyways. And a few Americans here and there, Australians, and a few British people, I believe, but...
The Australians you met, were they Australian?
Right? Yeah, no, they were travelling. They were travelling from around the world, like Canada. Right. Yeah, that little strip was called Yokocho, something like that. And it's like 100 metres long, and it's just bare restaurants left and right, with like 6 seats max in each restaurant. Yeah, trust me. So like, as soon as you sit down, it's like you've got to chat to the person next to you. Like, you're that close to them, otherwise it gets awkward.
What about like nightlife and all that?
So that's mainly in Shibuya. I didn't go clubbing, to be honest, because like, who was I going to go with?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but there's a couple of clubs, though. They're lit, but maybe next time, I don't know.
What about, do you go for a massage?
Nah, mum did still, but I was like, I don't know, I couldn't bother, to be honest. I didn't feel like I needed one, but they were cheap there, though. Not going to lie.
Mm.
But like, yeah, the vibes. Gee, if the first person, yeah, that said the UK's bad vibes came from Tokyo, I would understand.
Yeah.
I swear down. Gee, I was ordering food, yeah, and the waiter couldn't understand my limit because doesn't speak English. Then the lady sitting on the table next to us was sort of like looking around, like trying to help her. And she got up to come to our table to then help my man actually like translate what was going on. I was like, rah, like.
I would have done that, though.
But in England, I've never seen something like that, though. Nah. Like, bear in mind, just minding their business at their table, let's be real.
I would have done that. I would have helped. I'm a guy.
Yeah, but the majority of people wouldn't have done
that.
Oh,
yeah, true. You know, a lot of people would mind their business.
A lot of people would be like, okay, you're doing whatever you're doing.
Mm.
Like, it's little things. Like, I remember I was in a shop and my bag fell on the floor and I was like, I'll just pick up later. And then the shop assistant's picked up and just taken it like, and put it on the table. I'm like, rah. Like, that's nothing, but I'm like, rah. Like, you didn't have to do that, bro.
I
don't know. Everyone's like, well-mannered. Like, everyone's brought up well there, to be fair. But, yeah.
Would you go back there?
100%.
Did you do the Mario Kart thing?
Oh, gee, man. Jammed. Like, you can't book it while you're there. You've got to book like a month in advance.
Oh, damn.
You can't lie. Like, the next available date is like in April or something like that. So, like, but we saw them, though. We saw them in Shibuya, like, on the actual roads with the cars. Like, dressed up in those costumes and that. Was sick, though, I'm not going to lie.
Shibuya. I've heard... Is that an anime?
It's from Jujutsu Kaisen.
I'm thinking, yo, I've heard of this Shibuya thing. Yeah. Like, what... I'm going to be, yeah, fairs. Jujutsu Kaisen, fairs.
But the thing is, I know, like, the culture, if you live in Japan, it's not it's not good.
Yeah, I've seen TikToks from people saying that.
That's not good. And I'm pretty sure it has like one of the highest suicide rates in the world. Yeah.
I swear. I wouldn't think that, you know.
Like, the work culture there is terrible, apparently. Like,
gee, bro, that's another thing. Like, the whole city is introverted, G. I didn't hear one person shout, scream, or anything in the city, in the subway, in the shop, anywhere. Like, everyone has got inside voices outside. How does that make sense?
I also heard that it's rude to... In Japan, it's rude to drink while you're walking or something like that.
Rude to drink and eat while you're walking?
Yeah.
It's rude to stay in a restaurant for too long after you finish eating?
Damn.
It's rude to... litter, obviously, yeah, you can't, obviously can't litter.
Is that, to... is it them that their place is very clean, the roads are very clean?
Clean, and there's no bins. So everyone's got their rubbish in their pocket until they find a bin. Everyone's disciplined, gee. Even on the subway, yeah, there's a designated box for guys that come off the train. There's a blue box where you queue up to get on the train. It's so orderly, bro. It's so weird. It's like military. Like, it's so weird. Like, see,
London, I swear everyone has to serve in the military. Am I bugging? South Korea?
That's South Korea,
that's, yeah. That's Korea, isn't it? That's, sorry. I don't think that's in Japan.
Apologies.
But, yeah, they got bare... There's another rule, but I can't remember where it is.
I didn't even know Tokyo was in Japan.
Yeah, I watched that. I can't lie. That's crazy. You thought it was a different country.
Same mum just said on last episode.
You did, bro, because you said you was going to correct me on GC, innit?
On God. Wow. On God, bro. On God. Wow. I didn't know it was in Japan. I was going to correct you. No, bro. That's crazy still. I don't know. I've never actually thought of going to Tokyo at all.
People say it's on their bucket list, but
I don't know. I'm not trying to disrespect it or anything, but I don't know why. What's the appeal?
I can't lie. I think half the appeal is actually Mario Kart, innit? That's what I think. Because that's all people said. Oh, you're gonna do Mario Kart. You're gonna do Mario Kart. I'm
like, that's because that's all I've seen on TikTok.
It's all most I've seen on TikTok.
Mm.
Yeah, but I feel like just like going to restaurants, like everything you just described is also like a vibe as well.
Yeah.
Mm. Just what would people say when I come into London? I want to go in the London Eye, see Big Ben.
Can you imagine?
Then again, we're used to that, innit? So it's not quite the same.
I mean, when we were young, yeah, like going to London, I mean, the London Eye was kind of cold still.
Yeah, and then there's the West End theatre, loads of theatres as well.
I'm like, I've never been part of that. I've never gone to the theatre. No, I went to the theatre, but not the West End. I just went theatre.
That's definitely an attraction for a tourist.
Though. 100%.
Probably.
Yeah. It's got to be 100%.
Yeah, London Eye for sure, though.
Yeah, London Eye, yeah, Big Ben.
The only thing I've done, like, let's say, as a tourist in London is London Eye. I've gone Madame Tussauds.
I haven't been there.
I've gone all of them. Legoland, Butlins, Alton Towers.
Those attractions?
I don't know. They're theme parks, bro.
Fair enough.
It's like Disneyland.
You've been to Chesterton?
Yeah. That's the same thing, though. Alton Towers.
As what? No, it's not the same
as what?
They're two separate theme parks.
Chesington?
Yeah, it's a separate theme park, bro. To everything you just said. Yeah.
Chesington. Yeah. I might have, you know, but that's the one that I may not have gone to still.
Then there's Woburn Safari Park as well.
What?
Woburn Safari Park.
Oh, but that's brand new. That's
not new.
That's newish.
That's not new.
That's like in the last like 5-10 years.
10.
Like, yeah, I would even say 10. I would say 5. 10. I've never heard
minimum
of it.
Minimum 10, bro. We can check that. Woburn. What?
I never heard of it until like 2-3 years back.
Safari Park.
Yeah, I never heard of it, but yeah, I've been to that. But that was in my later years.
So,
when did that open?
What day does that say?
1970, but it probably wasn't the same as what it is now, though.
And bro, at least 10 years, man. I went there when I was young.
Oh, so you've been there before?
Yeah, how do you think I knew about it, bro?
Like, maybe you're on a date now or something.
Nah, G, that's how I knew that's where it was when you snapped it, G.
Who snapped it?
You snapped it.
No, I didn't.
You went there, so how do I know you went there?
I just said it.
What do you mean? So you think I'm hearing this for the first time?
Yes. Guys are mad. Message you when you were young. I never heard of it before.
Yeah, G, like when the monkeys are like climbing on the windscreen. Yeah, the sunroof and that, G.
Yeah.
It's mad.
I have a video of that.
Of what? The monkeys?
Yeah, still.
Yeah, I haven't been there in a while. But yeah, there's loads of attractions. There's Tokyo Sky Tree, which is like a really tall building, a bit like Eiffel Tower equivalent. Then there's
that's cool.
There's like a red Eiffel Tower, but I forgot what it's called. Then there's Shibuya, which is like the crossing, world largest crossing.
Do you know what's coming to my mind when you keep saying Shibuya?
What?
Shibuya, Shibuya roll call. Shibuya, Shibuya roll call. My name is Izzy. Yeah.
What song is that?
From Jump In.
I ain't watched Jump In in like 10 years now.
How do you remember that?
I saw a TikTok clip.
I'm so sure that's not the lyrics. You think they're talking about Shibuya in Tokyo? No,
but it's Shibuya. Fair not well, Shibuya. Fair. But that's what's coming to my head.
The sound.
Yeah, it's just coming to my head.
I swear there's all them gardens though. Like all them
gardens.
Like all those pink trees and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think the right place. There,
but I saw like a snip of it in a museum. Museum called Team Labs. That place is sick, bro. That place is lit. Like everyone's gotta go bare feet before you go in.
Fairs.
And the thing is, yeah, that's how you know it's clean. Because in London, that ain't running. Like, even the toilet, okay, nah, that was wild though, I can't lie. I didn't want to go in the toilet because bare feet in the toilet, man, I pissed on the floor, all that. So.
No, yeah, that's dead.
You know what I mean? But they had their designated slippers, but I wasn't even trying to use that. I don't know what you
Again, that's feet, dead, bro, you know yeah.
What I mean? Like, verrucas, warts, and all that, whatever. But in the actual museum, yeah, everyone's bare feet. You've got to roll your trousers up to your knees. But there's a specific section where water, you have to walk through water. And that there's like fishes and fake fishes, like gnats and stuff in the water. Then you got.
That's a fake fish.
Yeah, it's weird. And like the fish are programmed to move off of how you move. It's not like a constant cycle, like they move consistently how the person moves.
Mm.
It's like if you put your foot there, they'll go around you. I mean, it's not like a.
Fairs.
They don't just go through you because that's how they're programmed. It's actually quite smart, to be fair. Then, yeah, there's like a flowery garden, then those lights. I forgot what they were called. This reminded me of like Inception, weirdly enough, like the way they like,
Inception.
Came, yeah, gee, like,
is that's a film, right?
Yeah, it is a film. Yeah,
I don't know if I watched it.
The way it was shot, it was just mad weird how like stuff's moving around and that. And then, went on a tour to Mount Fuji, the only mountain.
I've heard that again in anime
in Japan.
Have you?
Mount Fuji, yes.
I think that's just a big mountain.
It's a big mountain in Japan. It's a big mountain. But yeah, then we climbed a mountain opposite to Mount Fuji. Gee, man, slay.
You climbed a mountain, did you say?
Yeah, partially. Innit? Oh. We got a cable car up most of it, and then we climbed to the top where there's like some temple and that.
You slipped?
Yeah, slipped still.
Balance.
I was even thinking, should I even release footage? Nah, damage control, fam.
It's you have footage awesome. Of that?
Yeah, mum was recording it, fam. Wild.
You have it?
Yeah. I didn't slip over like that. But like, because I was holding a rope on the side, didn't it? So I managed to save myself. But
that's your background picture.
Oh yeah, that's hard to do.
I'll put in the episode. What the heck?
That is me and like 7 or 8 triathlete runners.
What the heck?
Called the Mighty Boys. Let me try and find a picture of me.
Wrong pick.
Yeah, look. This is where I slipped. Nah, I think did I slip?
Yeah, you slipped there.
Nah, that's not the one then. When I actually slipped, no.
I said there's snow.
I'm Gee.
It's a mountain.
Cold.
Of course there is. Fez.
Like, we couldn't even go as high as they normally go on the mountain because of the snow. Wow.
Your flicks were cold though.
Gee. Do you know what it is, yeah? I feel like, because them man have got swag, I'll be real. Bare man can dress in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Bare man can dress in Japan. The average person has got style. So I feel like, to be fair, that fit I posted, that was already premeditated. I had that already thought about. But like, on average, like most of my fits, I'm like, rah, I don't really dress like this in the UK. I feel like, just off of looking at how people were dressing, I thought, naturally, my dresses have just sort of evolved or like, stepped up a little bit.
No, yeah, same.
Which is something I like, that I probably brought back from there. So, but yeah, that fit. I just thought of it, you know. People were asking me, like, who styled you? I'm like, no one styled me, bro. No one styled, I literally just thought of, I bought the shoes, then I just built.
The just out around it, innit?
Yeah.
If you're a stylist, by the way, get in contact. Got opportunity there for you.
Looking for one.
Yes. Yeah, bro. I need a stylist.
Sometimes, I can't lie, styling that fit is actually long.
I've always said I want a stylist, you know. Like, I've got as, you know, you can get as far as possible by yourself. Then you need someone that's in that field to take it to the next level.
I would say need, but it's convenient.
Unless you're actually into fashion,
yeah,
I think you can only go so far.
I mean,
I think everybody needs a stylist.
Yeah, but there's an element to it that's priceless, where it's like, you know, you thought of that fit and it's hard.
Nah, I don't think of that.
Really?
Yeah, I agree with T9.
I don't think of that.
Really?
I want the best fit for me possible.
Yeah, but imagine you got the best fit and you thought of that fit. Ain't that even better?
Because it's like, then no one can say you can dress because you can't dress.
I can dress.
You know, your stylist can dress you.
Yeah, but I can dress.
But you can't.
Because it's my body and I put it on.
So no, that's not how it works.
He knows this one.
Like,
he knows.
No, but like, if you see me wearing this, you're not going to say I can dress. But like, if I now start wearing something funky to the podcast, are you going to say I can dress?
If it's nice.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you styled yourself, if you picked out the outfit and you wore it, say, yeah, you can dress. But if someone else picked out the whole outfit for you, you're like, yeah, credit to your stylist still.
Yeah. Like, imagine you saw someone who had like 10 hard fits and every single one was styled by someone else. Can they dress?
I wouldn't ask that though. I'll just say you can dress.
But let's say they've been styled for all 10 of those fits. Can they dress?
I'll say that stylist. No.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't care. I look hard.
Yeah, you'll look. Yeah,
you'll get nice flicks. I'll get look hard,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, you look hard, innit? Yeah, yeah.
Credit to my stylist. See, I have no problem letting the stylist.
Yeah, there's no an issue. Their flowers. Yeah. Like all the celebrities, there's no issue.
To be fair, I want to know which one's done.
The majority of them do, especially for these red carpets and all of that.
Mm.
They 100% all have stylists.
Footballers, we spoke about this though.
Of course.
No. It depends on where.
I'm sure there's some that don't. You know.
I don't think they all do.
But I think they
I
all
don't
do.
Think. I don't think Willick has a stylist.
I'm sure they all do.
I don't think they do.
I don't think one of them do.
I think they had their style, and then the stylist just brought it up to the next level. I don't think.
I think it depends on where they're like. Let's say if they were going to freaking like Ballon d'Or awards, and they're wearing like a funky suit, then you'd be like, okay, you need a stylist for that. But if they're just going out, if they're just going out, they don't have a stylist.
Like, they're going training in the morning, G. Who's styling them in the morning at 7 a.m?
No, it's just Jackie though, I know.
Sometimes wear hard fits training though.
Because they know people are taking pictures.
Yeah, it's true. It's a show.
I don't think for my day-to-day I'll need a stylist.
Mm.
But like, if I'm going to an event, then I'll look for a stylist though.
Would you prefer a girl or a guy?
I think I would look for both and work with two.
Okay.
And then go from there. Maybe just break it down to one. But for now, I'll probably like a boy and a girl. Down me for different things and see which one I prefer. Mm. Yeah, just work with both until it gets to that one. I think I'm not gonna lie, I'm not even gonna say I think girls are better.
Cause dress better.
No, as in style better. Purely because I've seen a lot of guys on TikTok that are really putting it on.
Mm.
So yeah, I'm not too sure. Before I would have always said a girl, but guys can actually put it on still.
Guys can dress, bro. Mm. I've seen a few guys on TikTok. Fair enough, bro.
Nah, like me, like I think, like maybe in the UK, you gotta put me top five. Sorry,
in what?
Out of what?
Fashion.
Out of everyone.
In London. Did I say London or UK? I meant UK.
Doesn't matter what you meant.
I meant UK.
Just trolling.
No, I'm not trolling at all. Like, look at the green with the grey. You will think like this don't go.
Wait, so like. Is there anyone that you could say just is better than you? Or would you never say that?
Where?
Like
in the UK?
Yeah.
Nah, God no. I'm top five. Sorry. So
I hear it though. For the most part I agree as well. For the most part I do agree as well.
Do you think there's no one that can dress better than you?
Like for the most part, who are you gonna show me that dresses better than you, bro? I think part of it is just believing that you're wearing a hard fit, innit?
Yeah, like I think it's true. And you shouldn't really have to compare yourself to other people.
Exactly.
True.
Like, what's he wearing that's better than what
I'm wearing? You know what I'm saying? If you think your fit is hard, then your fit is hard. No, like, his fit can be hard as well.
I genuinely believe, give a budget of £100, you're not coming out with a better fit than me.
I don't think you're buying anything for £100, no, if I'm being honest.
Oh my gosh. Do you know what I've been buying? Yo.
What shoes are you buying with a whole...
My last shoes were £50.
Okay, so... And then top jeans on top.
Bro, on God, I'm styling a fit less than £100, bro. I got this.
No, I can't lie. You can pattern... Actually, the shoes for £50 is a bargain, though. That's
bro, I'm not buying
that's
nothing.
That's £1 million, though. That's £1 million.
Okay, so forget like, the shoes. Let's put shoes to the side. No. Put shoes there, bro, because you can get shoes £60, £50. Clothes, £40 on a thrifting. Whew. Style me. I'm on it. Give it to me, bro.
A bill? Nah, a bill's not enough.
Nah, I'm trying. I ain't top five or nothing, bro. But I'm trying to broaden my fashion, really.
Yeah.
Especially because of this fashion week. It's now, it's like motivated me to be like, yeah, like, I actually want to get into the fashion game properly.
Mm.
Yeah, so I'm not going to lie.
We actually did say at the start of the year that we wanted to bring our inner fashion selves a bit more to life.
I feel like I have, you know. Same. I feel like I have this last 2023, should I say. I feel like I did, like, towards the end. I think I did. I've started definitely this year.
Same.
Like, I've started to definitely get pieces that are like, raw, okay. And not just a normal designer. I've just stepped out of that completely now. I don't look at it at all. But yeah, like, Zara is my favourite shop now.
Gee, Zara in Japan? Five floors.
Generally, I would go to Tokyo just for Zara now.
Five floors, gee. That's first three women, last two men. Cold.
I've generally never been a go to a shop and just walk around until Zara. Zara it, yeah. Until I started looking at Zara, I'm like, what? Like, this is cold. Like, what?
But now you go to Zara and like, you have everyone's in Zara.
Yeah, everyone's in Zara now. Yeah. Everyone's in Zara now. But like, I'm definitely gonna start.
That's partly TikTok spot, by the way.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what I'm saying.
For sure, TikTok put me kind of on it. I'm not gonna lie. But yeah, I'm stepping into my fashion bag this year for sure.
You could go Zara Monday to Sunday and find a hard piece every single day.
For sure.
Yeah, there's hard pieces.
Like, how many shops can you do that in? Really and truly, for a reasonable price, that is. You know what I mean?
I've
got a hard tee for like 30 quid.
Either way, I'm in my fashion bag this year. I think I'm actually going to step out properly. So, yeah, just make sure you look for that. Maybe I'll be on TikTok, you know, my own personal page.
You do that?
I think I'm actually going to try.
Swear.
This exclusive stuff, I've been thinking about it still.
Fair enough.
So if you see me on TikTok, just give me a follow, innit?
I was actually thinking of starting like a film page on Insta.
Mm-hmm. My Insta, not TikTok.
2-5, nearly 4, but it could be TikTok as well.
Mm.
But it's like where you post, you sort of analyse films.
Yeah, let's analyse review.
Monologues, dialogues, review. Yeah, rate them, cinematography, writing, directors.
Yeah.
Just rate everyone because like films are just what I've been drawn to for the past. Benzo as well. The past how many years? Like Dune. Oh my days! No, we even need to get onto this guy about Dune, bro.
No, you don't.
Yes,
what
we
drink
do.
Is that? What drink is that, by the way?
Oh, just like Ribena, bro.
Oh, what is that?
I just didn't want to drink water. I've drank too much water today, so I was like, let me just put something in it.
I actually need to be like you. I promise you, water is like.
What you drink?
No, I don't drink.
Oh, that's
like,
not good.
It's not good.
What color is your piss? Pause.
It's not that yellow because I still take water in.
Yeah.
But it could definitely be clearer.
Yeah.
Like I've been there when I was doing 2 liters a day when my piss is clear. Like, sorry for the if there's too much information in it, but like sometimes I'm looking at the piss and I'm like, yo, this is water. This is water. This is not anything else. You know what I mean? This is not contaminated.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I need to start getting back into that storm.
Just get a bottle, Once you get a bottle, and like if you get a big bottle as well. And you're always carrying that with you, like, you know, you just have to finish it. Like, you always be looking at it.
Mm.
And then you just fill it up as soon as you finish. But that's what I do anyway, so. But yeah.
We brought up Dune a long time ago, bro.
Yeah, bro.
We've been talking about, like, when you...
I think the first mistake was letting me know that it's, like, saying this, like, Star Wars.
Messiah or something. Nah, but that shouldn't have put you off.
No, it definitely did.
I thought Messiah put you off. That's what it sounded like.
That did put me off.
So why did you watch it then?
Because... I saw someone rate and like they were like 11 out of 10.
That was him.
That was me.
That was him.
That was me.
Oh, it was you.
Yeah.
That's last week.
Yeah.
I'm mixing you and our friend.
Friend. Oh, fair enough.
Our friend put that is the best one. He put something, child.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. And then you said 11 out of 10. And then you said you want to go to cinema and everyone's saying, cool, they want to go. So I'm like, let me give this film a try. I watched the first one. I was like, yeah, this is cold. Like, it's cool still. Like, it's cold. Like, it's got a storyline. It's got a plot. It's making my brain think. I'm like, yeah, this is cold. Let me watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Finished it now. We've now gone Dune 2. And I can say here today on the podcast, that is the best film I've ever watched in my life.
And this guy, I know this guy wasn't taking it in like the first 30 minutes because he just kept talking.
Even just him.
No.
He just kept talking.
That's cap.
At one point in the movie, you know, just at the start, this guy said, spoil it for me.
Yeah, I heard him.
I said, spoil it for me because I was thinking, yo, it's okay. for anybody that does not want it to be spoiled for them, I'd say just keep skipping like every 5 minutes in it. Because we might talk for this for about 10, 15 minutes in it. But when I said spoil it, I said spoil it because the vision showed that he's following someone that's a bit dark. And the mum was giving me dark vibes after she took the water of life.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yo, I was going to ask you, like, Benzo, is this woman evil now? I wanted you to spoil it for me. Because I got that from my mum. My mum hates, she loves getting it spoiled for her, innit?
Yeah.
So I'm like, spoil it for me. Like, I was going to ask you. Then when you said no, I was like, cool, let me just sit and enjoy the film.
You know if you'd spoiled that film there and then,
no. No, I would have been pissed. But then again, I was talking, as I always talk throughout films, yeah. I always, like, joke with people, innit? But I was in that film. I know what I've
been. Yeah, from like this, from like let's say if you divide into thirds, from like the second third of the film, you were like, you weren't talking. He was like just fully watching.
No,
yeah,
I could hear. I was engrossed.
It was Ayo and flipping. No, in fact, it was Tega and Zeno.
Yeah.
And I was making jokes every 5 minutes. I'm like, shut up. Like, pause. Like, what are you doing in the cinema? Like, oh, man, too fair. There was a scene where I was like,
it's a bit of a shaky scene, though. Apparently, it's not even part of the script.
That's cinema, G. You get taken up by the moment, G.
No. I'm telling you, when I say, like, hands down, that's the best film I've watched. Someone even tried to tell me it was not even good. I said, yo, you're just not into it. That's just not your vibe. Like, let's just say that. It's just not your vibe. But that film genuinely was 10 out of 10.
You'll see it in the Oscars next March.
10 out of 10. Like, from start to, in fact, let me not say start. Maybe say
start.
I think from start, because the start was just slow because it was just more world building.
Yeah, the start was slow burner.
Yeah.
It was not bad, but it was a slow burner. So I'll say start to finish was quality. Let me not lie, it was quality.
This film, Chalamet was one of my favourite characters, actors anyways. He now has solidified nice top 3 spot, I can't lie to you. You need to watch him in other films, but I'm telling you, he's got range.
He was quality. I was just confused, like, because they kept showing Zendaya in the first one. I was like,
yeah,
but she hasn't said anything. So I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I didn't realise that they're building up to this. The only thing I don't get is why him and Zendaya couldn't be together.
Because basically
I know obviously he's seen the future and all that, but like, I think, is it to prevent like a war, or
the daughter of the Emperor is Bene Gesserit, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is.
So for her to cross the bloodline with Liz and Al-Ghib, that's how they're gonna, like, maintain the bloodline in his bloodline, for example.
Yeah, he just had to be emperor. He had to be emperor, obviously, so he has to marry whatever her name was.
So the kids have powers and that.
Yeah.
They all have powers, yeah.
But mainly just so that he had to be emperor, and obviously, so he can't be with Zendaya's character.
Oh, to be emperor, he had to marry her?
Yeah. She's the emperor's daughter. So, but
is that how it works?
That's not how it works in real life.
Yeah.
But, because in real life, for example, like when
Prince... She would be the emperor anyway.
Yeah, she would be emperor, but that's how it works there.
I've never in my life watched an analysis of a film yet. I watched an analysis after Dune, the first one.
Fairs.
Because I was like, yo, this is about to get sick. So I was like, yeah, no. Hands down, those are the best films I've watched.
Yeah.
Because I've never been into films like that. But yeah, definitely best films.
And what people should do, when you watch a film of that magnitude, look at the director and look at other films he's done, because he's done a lot of good films.
I think I asked you who directed it in the car after.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, you did. Well, yeah. I literally, that same night I watched Sicario. I was up to like 3. I watched Sicario that night as well. It's all right. It's a good film. It's a good film.
Films,
Yeah, but apparently the second one was not good.
Yeah.
And he didn't direct the second one. But yeah, no, he's a sick director still.
That's the first time I saw Kaluuya acting, I think. Because that was before Get Out, I think, wasn't it?
Probably.
Yeah, probably. I think that was the first time I saw him. I'm not sure. But, probably. Yeah, there's Arrival. You've watched Arrival.
Yeah.
Blade Runner.
Yeah.
There's Prisoners.
Yeah.
You watched that? That's cold.
That is cold. I think a lot of people have watched Prisoners.
I don't think they have, you know.
Well, he hasn't, but I know a lot of people know about it.
Because most people don't watch, like, these films. They just watch what's big in the cinema. Do you know what I mean?
Prisoners was bait back in the day.
When did it come out? Like, 10 years ago?
Almost, yeah. I think it was, like, 2015, something like that. It was bait when it came out.
Oh, yeah, there's a film you need to watch by Nolan. You might have watched it. The Prestige.
I've watched that.
You watched The Prestige?
Yeah.
That's sick, innit, though?
It is a sick film. That is a sick film.
And you'll never see that ending coming.
Yeah, that kind of, that spun me still.
You will never see that ending coming. You need to watch that film, bro. I'm telling you.
What was it?
The Prestige. It's got Christopher Bale in it. Christopher Bale and
Christian Jackman. Bale and Hugh Jackman. And it's got Scarlett Johansson. Who else is in it? That Michael Caine guy, the old guy.
Michael Caine's in it.
Yeah, he is. Who else is in it? I can't remember. But yeah.
I was struggling to see the point of Lea Seydoux's role in doing two. Like, obviously, of course, she's Bene Gesserit. She was recruited to go and chop my man, Fade Ralpha.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, she got asked by the Bene Gesserit mother the next day, can he be controlled? She didn't say yes, but she chopped him anyways.
Yeah, because what they do is, like, if they can't be controlled, the baby's the next, will be the next candidate.
Yeah.
And they'll see if they can control it. Like, in the movie, remember when, I can't remember the old Bene, the main Bene Gesserit's name.
First film.
Yeah.
That had Chalamet put his hand in the box.
Yeah. She was like, when she was explaining it to the princess, saying that the Atreides had become like, I don't think the word was unpredictable. No, something like unpredictable, something. So they had to be ended. Like, Paul was never supposed to be the
Lisa McGee.
Or the Quetzalcoatl.
His mom was supposed to have a daughter.
He's supposed to have a daughter, and the daughter was supposed to have a kid with Fade.
Fade.
The book.
Yeah.
Who's Fade?
Well, that's not in the. That's what was supposed to happen.
The Baron.
The bald guy. The
nephew.
Mm.
And that was supposed that baby was gonna be like the Quetzalcoatl, but she had a boy, and look what's happened.
What's his name? What's it called? Muad'Dib.
Muad'Dib. Yeah, they gave him so many names.
I was getting confused. Muad'Dib Usu. Then there was Lisan Al Gaib. Then there was the Hederach or
Quetzalcoatl.
Yeah, I was confused. I was thinking, who's that?
Yeah, they just gave him bare different names. But I know the books just get weirder. I think there might be a part three.
I think there will be. I don't know why you don't think there will be.
Yeah, because I saw some.
I can see both sides, to be fair.
I can't see that there's no part three.
No, there will be. I think there will be.
Part two, enough films get left like that.
No, but the part one literally built up for part
two. The part one was more or less a trailer while being a good
film at the same time. Yeah. Like, you had to do a part two after that, I'm aware. And even after this one, you have to do a part three.
Yeah.
In fact, you don't
have
to.
I can see how it ends, though. I can see if it just ends like that, I can get it.
Yeah,
like,
if he's,
Charlie's gone and he's getting married to.
Yeah, if you were to end it there, like, obviously, you just let the viewers' imagination take it away. Mm. But he said, I saw an interview, he said that he had visions for the first book and the second book. So the second book is going to be part three. But we'll see if it happens.
You know, Hans Zimmer was composing music after the first one finished, even though he got told to stop.
Yeah.
But he carried on doing it because he knew, like, he had a feeling that Dune 2 was going to get green-lighted.
Yeah, and I think he's doing it for the third film as well.
Of course he will.
No, like, he's already started doing it for the third film.
Of course he did it for...
Wait, who?
Like, Hans Zimmer's, like, the guy that makes the score, like, all the music, all of that stuff. Yeah, he's the one that does all of that.
That sound is so cold. I swear to God.
Yeah.
I can't remember that in the film.
It's the main sound.
It happens like every 10 seconds. Every time Paul does something miraculous, they play the sound. Every time something like that happened. When he was riding the sandworm, and when he fully stood up on the sandworm, you heard the sound.
I think that's one of my favourite scenes in the film, you know?
When he
against the Shahudud, and then
he
actually, like, prevailed. Or when he marched into the Fremen building.
No, when he marched into the Fremen building.
Yeah.
I said, yo, this guy is like, when you said this film like Messiah, I said,
that was cold.
I said, what is that?
That was cold still.
I said, yo, that is crazy. Nah, that was cold still. Start to finish, that was a cold film.
He didn't use the voice for bare long though.
I thought he would use it more. Nah. But when did he use it? He used it like
from when he got... When he became Lisan Al-Gaib, that's when he started to actually use it.
When he joined the War of Life, that's when he started using it.
Who did he use it on again?
He used it on the Bene Gesserit mother.
Yeah.
Silence!
Oh my God. And when he did that, I said, whoa. No, Lambo, he was called.
And it's like, in the first movie, she told him to be silent. And then, in this one, he told her to be silent.
English student.
Yeah.
That's cold.
That's what they call it in the movie, bro. It's a parallel, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's cold, still. That's cold. No, you can analyze that film, still, as an English context.
Yeah, there was bare things that happened as well. Like, you know, in the first one, when he's in a tent and he's having all those visions.
Yeah.
And you see him come out of the sand and start fighting like some demon. And then you see his face afterwards. And then in the second movie, you see when at the end and Chani's fighting.
Yeah.
And then you see her face at the end.
Yeah.
That's another parallel. But like, it just shows that Paul's visions don't always come out like that. Because in Paul's vision, he was the one that was fighting. And then in this one, it's Chani.
Chani was fighting.
But yeah.
Yeah, my memory is not doing me justice right now.
Yeah, just go rewatch it. That from the first movie, Paul's visions in those tents. I think that's the hardest thing I've ever seen.
What tent?
When he was having the main vision, when he was just skitzing out in that tent.
I remember.
Where he had the whole vision of everything, and then like he had a vision of him,
and he was in his mom with his mom. Is that the first one?
That is the first one. Yeah, it was. But that's basically what's about to happen, the Holy War. The Holy War is crazy, but if I tell you how many...
Well, how do you know that? Where was it from?
She said it, though.
You're reading the book?
No, she said the Holy War begins at the end.
Yeah, in the film.
Because they literally said that they're not surrendering. Or whatever.
Yeah. But in terms of like how I know what happens, like just TikTok and stuff like that, but...
So the book ruins the film then, basically?
Of course it does.
I think that's how every book starts.
Yeah. If you read the book, obviously you're going to know
what happens. So the first book covers what? The first two films?
Oh,
so the first book ruined the second film for you already then?
No.
When did you read the book?
I haven't read the book. I just read summaries.
Oh, okay.
I just read summaries over it. So I know bits and pieces, but I haven't read the second book. So which will be part three. I haven't read anything about that. But I know small pieces. I know he makes Eren Yeager look like a small boy still.
First.
He makes him look like a small boy still.
That's tough. Wait, is that how anime set though? Like that sort of dynamic?
Go watch Attack on Titan. Yo.
Go watch Attack on Titan. It's literally pretty much the same thing.
Bro, I said it. Like if you watch Attack on Titan now and then you think of Dunya, you'll think, what the heck?
It's the same thing.
This guy is just Eren Yeager.
That's one we used to watch in Leicester, huh?
Yes, bro.
Oh, yeah, that is one.
That is Eren Yeager.
Yeah.
How many seasons?
There's only like three.
Four.
It's got better episodes, isn't it?
No. It's not like that.
But they just released it so slowly.
I'm pretty sure like every season has like maybe like 13 episodes max. Maybe not season one.
I think 13 is even a lot, you know?
That's not a lot.
I think you're over it, over whatever the word stating is.
Yeah. No, I don't think it has.
It's 13. I thought it was like 10, 8 to 10.
It's 13.
13 weeks. We were not watching Attack on Titan 13 weeks in a row.
Some of them. I know the first season has like 20 something episodes.
First season, yeah. Cause I think I watched
the rest of them.
That's calm. It was like 20 minutes each.
No? Yeah, bro. If I was to suggest you to watch any anime, just watch that one.
I got suggested Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah.
There's one called Solo Leveling.
Yeah, that's coming out right now. It's all right.
Demon Slayer.
I can't lie to you. I think Demon Slayer's ass.
I don't think it's all that crazy.
I think it's ass.
It's overrated.
I don't think people overrate it though, do they?
I think they do.
Maybe a little bit. I'll definitely not put in my top five, but like it's cold.
It's all right. I think the animation
is kind of cold.
The animation's cold. I don't think anything else about it. I think the storyline is confusing.
I was a bit confused.
What's the point of the story? No one knows the point of the story anymore. At the start, it's like he's trying to save his sister. Ask him if he's trying to save his sister anymore. Who knows? Who knows?
True. The guy that wrote Dragon Ball Z died.
Oh, yeah, RIP, man.
Oh, rest in peace. I never watched Dragon Ball Z.
Neither did I.
It's an anime.
It is, but I never watched it.
I feel like there's two groups of anime people.
Mm-hmm.
People that watch One Piece, Dragon Ball Z, they're that side. The rest are Naruto.
Oh, I thought that's the same thing, though.
No, it is, but like...
What, Naruto and Dragon Ball Z?
I heard the same times.
No. They're two different animes. But like, I just never. I think Dragon Ball Z is for like older people, maybe. One Piece is just for dedicated anime watchers, because yeah, I would never watch that. There's like over 1,000 episodes.
And what? It's still coming out. Still
1,000?
I think it's even more than 1,000. I'm not gonna lie.
It's probably more than 1,000. It's
way more than 1,000. I'm probably guessing.
Bro, it's just, it's crazy. Is it ever
that sick? What, so do you prefer anime to actual films?
No.
Sometimes.
Mm.
But if I asked you what your favorite film is or favorite series is, would it be anime?
Dune is better than Attack on Titan for me, so.
That's a stretch.
That's a stretch. I'm lying. Attack on stretch. Titan. I'm like,
it's not that 11 out of 10.
Yeah, no, I know Attack it is. On Titan. But Attack on Titan. Like I said, Attack on Titan is the best piece of fiction I've ever seen.
No, yeah, Attack on Titan is quality.
Yeah, Attack on Titan is
definitely... When I said that out loud, I was like, nah, I'm lying. Attack on Titan was amazing. I won't even lie.
Would I prefer movies or anime? I prefer movies. Mm. Yeah, movies.
Because it's live action.
No, just because it's like there's a lot of good stories in movies, but in terms of if you were to ask me series or movies, anime,
yeah,
I say anime.
Oh, series or
you
anime.
Prefer films to series, anyways, isn't it?
Nah, yeah, not the case for me. You know, I'd prefer to watch BMF than Attack on Titan.
Really?
Yeah, that's to be clipped. That's crazy.
I think so. Yeah,
you prefer to watch BMF to Attack on Titan?
I'm not like the whole. What 50 Cent has got, Burn all of Man. That, I would watch that over Attack on Titan. I'm not gonna lie. I think like that whole universe he's creating, I can't like sick.
No, you like Attack on Titan's better than the whole network.
Yes.
No,
the whole network.
Yes.
It is, but like I would still prefer to watch that because it's just like
I hear it still.
But just, I haven't watched BMF up here.
So how do you even know what he's talking about then?
Because if you've watched, I feel like it's all the same thing now.
No, because the whole power universe, Tariq's one. I haven't watched Tommy's one, I'm not gonna lie, but like all of them, which one is it? Raising Kanan, BMF, they're all sick, I'm not gonna lie. So yeah, that universe he's creating, crazy. I'm not gonna lie. 50 Cent is great still.
But BMF came out recently though.
Hmm?
BMF came out recently, no?
Probably like 2 years ago now, maybe.
No, the new season, G.
It started last week. Episode 2 came out today.
It's not on Prime though.
No, it starts. But anyways, I've got a general knowledge quiz for you too.
Cool. Me, my back, born for it, ready for it.
So you want to start?
Let's go. Yeah, of course, bro.
Alright, cool. First question. They're both the same level of difficulty.
Okay.
And I wrote this.
Okay.
I lied. In fact, yes, I did.
You had help.
No.
Okay.
Okay. First question. I don't think that hard. I'm not gonna lie. They're actually not that hard. It's just general knowledge because I had to dumb it down because I feel like the questions. Yeah. Cool. Anyways, first question. What is the capital city of France?
Paris.
1 point.
Oh, wait, is this a competition?
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough. Cool. First.
1 point. No. I'm giving him his 10 questions.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Do you guys want to answer? No.
Back and forth is better, though, surely. Back and forth.
No, but you've got two separate sets of questions, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got two. I've got 20 questions, so but I've got two tens.
So one, that makes it better.
Fair enough.
Because it builds tension, like, you know what I mean? You get one, you have to get one right, you know what I mean?
So what am I doing? Back to front.
So. My one, then his one, then
okay. Fez, cool. Fez, who's the author of the Harry Potter series?
J.K. Rowling.
You sure? Okay,
fair enough.
Yeah. Or did you not know that?
No, I did, but that question was mad easy.
Though. Oh, fair enough.
So was mine. Fair enough.
They're the same level of difficulty, let me tell you that. Cool. Question three.
Two for me.
Two, sorry. See, now, I've got them one to.
Okay, yeah. Maybe we should just do it how you want to do it, though.
No, I'll just do it like this. This one's better.
All right, go on.
Cool. Question three. What is the chemical symbol for water?
H2O.
Correct.
You have to think about that one.
Chemistry's not my bag still, be real.
What is the name of the largest ocean on Earth, Benzo?
Oh, why do I want to say... Is it the Pacific?
You are correct.
Oh. You know, there was one, I was going to say India, bro.
You are correct.
Fair enough.
2-2. Cool. Question four. No, question three for you.
Yeah.
Who painted the famous artwork Mona Lisa?
Van Gogh.
Incorrect.
Da Vinci.
Yeah.
That's silly. Oh, sucked in.
You ran on 2 points. Benzo.
Yo.
What is the currency of the United States?
Dollars, isn't it? US dollars.
3 points.
Come on.
There is a lead.
Come on.
Who is the current president of the United States? As of 2022.
What's his name? Shit, what's his name? Oh, Biden, yeah.
Full name, please.
Swear down.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Joe Biden.
3 points. 3 points. What is the capital city of Italy, Bolu?
Rome. Hello?
4 points. 4 points, 4 points.
I thought you'd say Milan.
What is the chemical symbol for oxygen?
For oxygen? Oh. Oxygen.
I'm waiting for him to say whether it's right or
wrong. Final answer.
Oxygen, oh, G. What? Oh.
4 points.
No, this guy's moist.
Okay. What is the main ingredient in pizza sauce?
Tomato.
5 points. Cool. I'm in the second set of questions now. 10 more.
Okay.
Who wrote the play Romeo and Juliet? T9, you are behind on points. The score is 4-5. For the listeners, T9 is, his thoughts are in the air.
His head is in the atlas. Maybe you need a bit more sleep or something like that.
Romeo and Juliet. Romeo and Juliet.
Oh no, I think we might have to give you a timer. I'm gonna give you 10 seconds from now. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Shakespeare.
Correct.
Come on, man.
When the pressure gets tough. Yeah?
Easy.
Well done, well done, well done. Benzo.
Yo.
What is the primary language spoken in Brazil? Just to let the viewers know, the score is 5-5. Benzo has an opportunity to take the lead again. Will he squander it?
Oh, I don't want to.
Viewers, if you are watching right now or listening, leave a comment right now of what it is. I think I'm
going to... Is it Portuguese?
5-6.
Is that, did I get it right? Yeah, I was going to say Spanish. I knew it was Portuguese.
I know you
were. I knew it was Portuguese.
Okay, this is going to be harder now. A bit harder.
Okay.
If there's a tiebreaker, I will generate 5 more questions. Just to let you guys know. The score is 5-6. T9, your question is, what is the largest planet in our solar system? I'm going to give you both the option of multiple choice for one question now. Okay?
I need no multiple choice.
Okay.
Jupiter.
Goodness me, he's correct.
Wait.
He is correct.
Come on.
He is correct.
In our solar system, wait.
Is that even allowed? This has got to be done after the competition. Surely you've narrowed it back up.
I've given you the answer. Yeah, what's going on, bro? I don't know what you're doing.
You can't question the ref, bro.
Oh, wait, so does...
I'm literally correct.
Yeah, what's going on?
Do you know what? It's true. Because I don't know what I was thinking, the sun counts, but it doesn't. Because we're orbiting. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Okay. The score is 6-6, right?
Come on.
Cool. Just got to make sure there's no cheating going on. Brandis has been turned down. Okay, 6-6. Benzo, your question is, who discovered gravity when an apple fell on his head?
Isaac Newton.
6-7.
That was an easy fucking question. Man.
That
was an easy
question. Who wrote Romeo and Juliet was an easy question.
You got it though, but
yeah. After 10 minutes,
but this is the hardest question like of the whole set, isn't it?
I mean, they're not really hard; they're all the same level of difficulty. Okay, what is the main ingredient in chocolate? Well, I think you're getting the harder questions. I might have to dig this up a bit.
Hardest ingredient in chocolate?
Not hardest. What is the main?
Main ingredient in chocolate?
Yes.
Chocolate, fam.
The options are, I can give you multiple choice if you like.
No, give me multiple choice.
No, we both you both have an option to do multiple choice. But
wait, don't give me multiple choice.
Okay, just to let you know that there is only one, two. Wait, hold on.
Coco.
What's Coco?
The ingredient.
Okay, viewers listening, is that your final answer?
Yeah.
It's wrong.
Viewers listening.
It's wrong.
What's the main ingredient?
It's not cocoa beans.
Yes.
Oh, piss off. No way.
I'm sorry. No way. I was going to give it to the viewers.
No way. No way.
I'm sorry.
Come on. I'm sorry.
I don't think I can give you the point.
No way.
It's wrong, bro. It's wrong,
what?
Buddy.
Not even half a mark.
It's wrong, buddy. No half marks, man.
Okay, calm.
The score remains 6-7.
Okay.
Menzo, who is the current Prime Minister of the United Kingdom?
Rishi Sunak. I haven't got a question wrong. I need to get these harder.
It's getting cheeky. You got to do something.
Tina, what is the currency of the United Kingdom?
Pounds.
7-8.
It's wrong.
Sorry?
It's wrong. It's Great British Pounds.
Wrong.
Okay, that's just voice.
GBP. That's what it is. You know, GBP.
Pounds.
Pounds sterling.
Oh, is it? Oh, fair. I would have gone wrong. Fair enough.
That's dirty. Nah.
7-8.
Yeah.
Benzo, what is the chemical symbol for gold?
Oh. AU.
7-9.
Man.
What is the name of the tallest mountain in the world? This is your last question, by the way.
Everest.
T9. You've got that correct. Benzo, your final question.
You've never already run, but let's...
Oh, did I not mention there's a bonus question?
Fair enough. I'll get it right anyway.
Okay. Benzo, your question is... What is the name of the building where the United States Congress meets?
The frick? How is that in the same level as all these other questions? Where do they meet? United...
Can that be stolen?
No. No, because I would have stolen so many of your questions.
Which one? Be over. I got most of them right.
You painted the Mona Lisa. I said Van Gogh. I actually don't know where they meet. Where did they meet? Wait, Congress.
Well, Van Gogh, not even Van Gogh family, actually.
Where did they meet?
Capitol Hall.
Capitol what?
Hall.
Capitol Hall.
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 Capitol Hill.
Capital, so you even go wrong. There we go.
I just said what he said. I don't know what it's called. So what's that? 8-9?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the bonus? How many does that count for?
Plus 5.
Okay, cool.
I'm currently generating it, so.
Nice.
You guys talk some amongst yourselves.
8-9.
Mm-hmm.
So you got one wrong, I've got two wrong.
Yeah.
I said I got Van Gogh wrong.
What other one did you get wrong?
What am I going to get wrong? Cocoa beans.
That is pathetic.
That is pathetic.
You never watched Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, bro?
Years ago. I was even meant to watch Wonka.
Yeah, I watched that, so that was good.
Was he good in that film?
Yeah. He's not bad in anything.
Range, exactly.
He's not bad in anything.
It's weird. He speaks French as well. He's French.
He is French, yeah.
Okay.
Ah.
Okay, last question. Damn, I said it coming already. Damn.
Yeah, true, we've run out of time still.
Damn, we're out of time. But anyways, last question before we wrap up the episode. This one's a bit short because there was a lot of traffic, by the way, people. Sorry about that. You guys ready?
Yeah.
It's the first one to answer. Okay. Which English football club has won the most FA Cup titles?
Arsenal.
So sorry, Tina, you lost. And that concludes the general knowledge quiz.
That's what I do. That's what I do.
That's a sweet.
That's just what I do.
Oh, shit. For some reason,
I'm so sorry. That's we were, but then Arsenal kept winning. I think they won the last two.
They've won seven, didn't they?
I think they've won more. They've won like one or two more than us.
I do know how many.
Huh?
Bonus question again. How many?
They've won seven or eight.
I just said that. I just said seven. No way. If that's seven, surely that can't count for him.
No, I'm gonna say eight because I think they won it again
they
after
won it in 2019, bro.
Let me search it up.
I dare to.
You're both wrong. It's 14.
All oh, right.
I don't know. Seven or 14.
Wait, how many?
Not sure. Maybe.
Oh yeah. My god! I said seven or 14.
Sorry, yeah.
Listeners.
Sorry.
Oh no.
If he's right, leave a comment in it. But anyways,
7 or 14.
Benzo, you've currently won.
Come on.
The first general knowledge quiz.
Come on.
Mad.
Created by Arsler.
Mad.
Tune in next week to find out who wins.
How did I?
And yeah, that's been the episode. Hope you lot enjoyed it.
Raw.
We'll be back next week. Same time as always.
Yeah, other than that, well, what are we saying? Pod, Insta, TikTok.
All that everywhere, man.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Tell your family.
Yeah, I've done that. Tina, the first for coming, man.
Thank you. It's been your boy, Hustle Hustler. Stay with the hustler, my people.
Stay with it, man. It's been your boy, Benzo in the booth.
Benzo.
And we'll see you on the next one still.
Bro, man said he didn't even say Benzo.
Oh.
Sorry, come on.
That's ridiculous. I said I lost. Ah!